All right, so here in central Iowa, and actually elsewhere in Iowa, Sioux City, Muscatine, other counties, there are numerous lawsuits being filed by jail inmates who are there as part of the ICE detention initiative. They are all alleging that they have been unlawfully detained in county jails. And I suspect that there's a lot of empathy from the county jail officials and the county boards of supervisors because, I mean, in Des Moines, in Polk County, I mean, we're a county of just over 500,000 people. There's a capacity, right now there are 993 people imprisoned in the Polk County Jail, which is a lot. But of that 993, 68 of those are people being detained by ICE. And the argument is, again, the Trump administration is always coming up with new ways of describing things that are basically either unconstitutional or illegal. They've come up with something called, quote, mandatory detention. It's a theory that says that they're entitled to be able to hold these detainees, like, you know, with disregard for previous precedent. So again, the precedent is that they get released on bail, and then come back for a hearing. So instead of doing that, they're being kept in jails. And I presume, I don't know whether the federal government is reimbursing the county governments for the cost of housing these inmates. I presume they might be, but I'm not sure. But to show you how inconsistent this, quote, mandatory detention theory is with even current practice, more than 300 federal judges. Now, and that includes judges appointed by every president since Ronald Reagan. So George Bush Sr., George Bush the Younger, maybe even Trump, I'm not sure. But 300 federal judges have rejected the mandatory detention theory. In how many cases? 1,600. So there have been 1,600 times in which people jailed, arguably wrongly, by ICE. And the judges are ruling in favor of the detainees. And yet the federal government is requiring them to stay there in prison, in jail. That's worth repeating. More than 300 federal judges, including appointees of every president since Ronald Reagan, have rejected the Trump administration's mandatory detention theory in over 1,600 cases. So one of the cases here in Des Moines recently, it's a newly filed case involving Ulysses Ramirez Cruz. It was a traffic stop, and I can't remember what the charge was, but he was he's put in Polk County Jail, even though it was asked that he be released on bond. ICE refused to release him. The guy had been in Iowa for 5 years, and I don't know his status. And even if he is here illegally, even if he applied for asylum and that process is still in the works, he should be given that chance that historically is how it operates. So here's how it happened, I guess. ICE agents were just kind of hanging outside his house, waiting for him. And he gets out of his house. This is back on November 7th. He pulls, he got out of the house, got in his car, drove away, and then ICE officials pulled him over. So there's a district court judge here, Stephen Locker. He directed the immigration court to provide Cruz with an opportunity to argue for his release on bond while the underlying immigration case proceeded. Again, court ruling. Trump administration ignored it. They ignored it. That is a violation of the Constitution. That is a violation of a court ruling. We are supposed to have courts in this country and Congress, legislative branch, and the administrative branch. We have all kinds of divisions of responsibility that create this system of checks and balances that prevent us from falling into, you know, an authoritarian government. And so I don't know how you can look at something like this and not realize, yeah, we are heading toward, if we're not there already, authoritarianism. I mean, these rulings in 300 judges, 1,600 cases, clear, and still the Trump administration just ignoring them. So there was a second case involving a Polk County jail inmate named Luis Pedroso. He's from Cuba. He's been in the U.S. for 4.5 years. He applied for status as a legal permanent resident. But as part of the approval process, he was supposed to prove that he's not ineligible on public health grounds. Apparently, that would involve a physical examination to rule out drug abuse and communicable diseases. That's a nuance I'm not familiar with. But under federal regs, that examination must be provided by a physician selected by or approved by immigration authorities. So attorneys for Pedroso argue that the jail, Polk County Jail, also Polk County Health Department and ICE, are all unwilling or unable to provide Pedroso with a physician so the examination can be conducted. And ICE is also unwilling to transfer Pedroso, to a different jail so the examination can take place. So, I wonder what all this is costing the taxpayers. I mean, that's a secondary question. It's the cost, the human cost is what's really troubling. So Pedroso's attorneys claim that ICE and the county have, in effect, denied Pedroso his status as a legal permanent resident and violated his right to due process. So, again, he is a legal permanent resident. And one of the lawsuit says, quote, keeping Pedroso in detention for the purpose of adjudicating his claim in immigration court transforms his detention into a punitive detention intending to punish him for the fact that he is eligible for legal permanent residency. Okay, that's a lot of words. There's a third case here in Polk County as well, a guy named Amir Rahimi. He's from Centerville. Somehow he's here in the jail in Polk County. He's a native of Iran. And in his lawsuit, he alleges that he's been married to a native-born U.S. citizen for 33 years, with whom he has 3 children. The couple's eldest son is in the U.S. Air Force and is currently deployed overseas. Rahimi alleges he was detained by federal agents when he stopped at an ICE office for a routine scheduled appointment. And at that time, he claims ICE gave no reason for his detention except to tell him they were currently, quote, seeking a third country for your removal. Again, 33 years, a U.S. citizen, married, 3 children. You know, this stuff is clearly violating the law. I don't know where it goes from here, folks, but it's important to expose it and to push back against it.